And we're live.
We're live.
We were already live, but now we're live.
More live?
Liver?
Something like
anyway,
that.
Anyway, we're back. It's another beautiful Tuesday.
It is.
Which means it's movie review day yet again.
Movie review day.
So we wanted to preface today's
I was like, I think we need to introduce this a little bit.
By saying we do not apologize in advance for the fact that there's a lot of superhero movies coming up in the next few weeks and months.
It's comic book season.
We're going to see all of them.
Yeah. There's no doubt that we will.
And we're going to review them.
Yes.
And you're going to enjoy it.
Yes. Every little bit of it.
Because I have a microphone and you do not.
Yes.
So you will listen to every word I have to say.
But
all that being said,
we are going to do our best
to move in other films. Not in that genre, because we know that it's not everyone's favorite genre.
It's not everyone's cup of tea.
You know, so this week, we went and saw, arguably, so far in 2019, the feel-good movie of the year.
I was like, we're a little bit into 2019, so far.
It's technically the feel-good movie of the year so far.
Right.
We went and saw The Upside with Bryan Cranston and Kevin Hart in the leading roles.
Yeah, evidently I just found out that this is a remake of the classic French film, The Untouchables, that I had never heard of before.
No,
so when I say also, classic.
And also loosely based on real events.
Yes, I think that's the first little bit of credit thing that comes up that says based on true events.
Based on true events.
It's probably, it wasn't as funny in real life.
I hope it was.
I
really do, because I it was a fun little movie to watch, and you know the high level overview.
Yeah.
You know the 10,000-foot view.
The 10,000 view.
You know a rough around the edges ex-con comes and applies for a job because he has to with what he finds out is a quadriplegic billionaire.
Yeah, it's some
hilarity ensues. We laugh, we cry.
Yeah, a guy that
is a great movie.
Richer than Jay-Z, I think, is
richer than Jay-Z, but yeah. Not as rich as
I can't remember.
Dang it,
the other one.
Somebody really richer. Rich,
probably Bill Gates or something.
Somewhere
like that.
In that, yeah.
But richer than Jay-Z. So yeah, it's a a classic tale of a multi-billionaire that lives recklessly. And ends up getting into
a wheelchair.
A wheelchair. in into an accident in which he becomes a quadriplegic.
Yeah.
And yes, the Kevin Hart, he's on, is it probation?
He's on parole.
He's
out of prison.
Yeah.
Again, according to his ex.
Right. And so he is going and making it look like he's trying to get a job.
When you're on parole,
yeah,
and I'm not speaking from personal experience, just so we're clear, but when you're on parole, there are certain things that you have to do, and one of them is you have to prove that you're trying to find gainful employment.
Right.
So in effort to do that, he's basically just going to places and getting them to sign his little checklist so that he doesn't get in trouble.
Right.
And he stumbles into a group, kind of an interview waiting room with this,
which he thinks is for a janitor.
He thinks it's for a janitor's position,
right? But everybody's in suits and looking really nice, and he's
you got to put on your church clothes to push a broom around here. I think was the line,
yeah.
And it was funny.
Yeah,
I like Kevin Hart.
There have been some
reviews that weren't quite so kind.
Well, I was going to say, as I used to not be as big of a fan of Kevin Hart as I am on this day. Not because of this movie. It was prior to this movie. But his recent movies I actually enjoy.
I think he's a funny dude.
Yeah.
His stand-up's decent. He's growing as an actor. Listen, The Rock's first movie was terrible.
Oh, yeah.
But he's gotten better.
What, are you talking about The Mummy? Mummy Returns? Get out of here. You don't like some Brandon Fraser Mummy Returns?
I just don't like hot garbage. Cold garbage is fine. Hot garbage, on the other hand, not my particular cup of tea.
No, I think I just I mean, in all fairness, I don't think I ever, I don't remember like his first movies or anything, but I don't think I just, it wasn't my cup of tea at first. Didn't, I maybe I didn't give him a fair chance. But
it doesn't, I was just looking this up. It's got a 39% critic score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I don't get it.
But it has an 88% audience score.
That makes
and
more sense.
We are the reviewers of the people. we are not
the people's reviewers.
We are the people's reviewers. So I think we're definitely more on the side of the people on this. Certainly 39%, that's a joke.
Yeah.
These are people who are picking the movie apart for no reason other than to sound fancy in front of their stupid friends, in my opinion.
Right. And I think we were talking about it before that I will say, if it was not for the casting that it was,
yes,
this movie could have been bad.
It absolutely, listen, any buddy film can be bad.
Right.
So you always go into that with just the smallest amount of trepidation going, oh.
Yeah.
It's another buddy movie.
Yeah.
It could be terrible, but it could be Turner and Hooch.
By the greatest far, buddy that's movie the of bar.
It's the greatest buddy film of all
that's
time.
That's the bar.
Turner and Hooch.
What Lethal we Weapon. Sequel?
Beverly Hills Cop. That's where the bar for buddy movies set with me.
Okay. Never really thought about it. I'm not disagreeing with you. I've just never really, like,
in my top five movies.
Do I go my buddy movies? But I would put Turner and Hooch up there because
we're semi-professional film reviewers now, so we have to make those sub lists.
Yeah, true. So, yeah, I was saying that the topic of this movie, because it was a comedy. I'm going to call it more of a comedy than a drama. It was
100%.
There was drama. There was some heart.
There's always drama in a comedy. Listen, the third act of a comedy is not full of laughs.
Yeah, there was a little heart, and I'm not talking about Kevin. Come on. You walked into that one.
You went with the pun joke.
I did. I always do. No, but, I mean, it did have heart to it because he
Tucker with the dad joke.
He was struggling. This guy's life sucks.
He made poor life choices.
He's a multi-billionaire, but he can only move his neck up.
And his mouth.
And his mouth, as they make that joke. But, you know, that is horrible, which is one of the reasons he kind of fires.
He needs a life auxiliary.
But not a good one.
He doesn't, well, you get the vibe that Bryan Cranston's character really... He knows that he's expected to be, you know, posh and all of that, but he doesn't really love it.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of the vibe that I took away, at least. Like, he knows that he's supposed to be, but he's like...
Oh. Right.
He doesn't like hanging out with that crowd so much.
No, it doesn't. They annoy him, and it's since he's had his accident and his wife has passed. His life is not great.
Not cool. He's not a big fan of how things turned out.
And it's one of those, listen, you can watch it and you can kind of start putting pieces together of what it, but it's one of those where they kind of need each other because Kevin Hart's character doesn't really know responsibility, doesn't want to take responsibility for things, doesn't want to really work.
He's been in and out of prison for most of his adult life. Yeah. And it shows.
Right.
You know, he's not a go-getter.
Right. And then Bryan Cranston is kind of given up.
Yeah,
he doesn't
and
really...
so he wants somebody who's not exactly a go-getter because he's fairly positive that if he gets a good life auxiliary,
they're gonna keep
he's
him
gonna
alive.
Live longer,
right?
And you know he's kind of
over.
He
it.
Doesn't want to die, but he doesn't want to live either.
Right,
was kind of the vibe that
very quickly makes it known
he's indifferent toward life.
Yeah, very quickly makes it known he does not want any life-saving measures.
Yeah.
If something happens.
He's got the do not resuscitate order in place.
Yeah. But given the, I'm not going to say darker tone, but it's a sad tone of this thing that happened to him, this guy's life and everything. And then you put Kevin Hart in there.
And then you drop Kevin Hart in the middle of that, and it gets funny real quick.
And I think kind of going off my thing of if it was different casting or whatever, because there's some jokes in it that are literally laugh out loud moments.
Oh,
that
the whole theater when I went and saw it, we saw it at different times.
Yeah, I will buy. Was I was say
dying laughing at some points.
My son went with me, who's 13.
Okay.
So I will say I think I walked in with a nursing home van that they've been on a field trip. We were youngest.
Okay.
He by far was the youngest.
I was one of the youngest in the audience. I think there was a pair of grandparents who dragged their grandchild along.
Okay.
So kind of the same thing.
I was
easily, and I'm not exactly a spring chicken, so to speak, but
okay.
But I was, for the most part, I would say the youngest person by 20 years.
Yeah,
give or take.
So yeah, my son and I. So my son being the youngest,
55 one, and up crowd was in full effect.
Yeah, my son has the sense of humor where he quickly noticed.
I went to a 4 o'clock showing, so basically people went to dinner and then came to the movies before they went to bed.
Right. Well, it was kind of like the time. Yeah, it was the time that you know my wife and I went and watched a Fast and the Furious movie, and we felt like we accidentally joined a car club.
Okay.
Because that was the rest of the people was a car club.
I didn't know that your wife lived her life 1/4 mile at a time.
Dude, so like, listen, we don't talk about the car club.
Well, it's rule number one.
But it was one of those moments where...
Speaking of our wives.
I know, they're both watching.
Hi, Shayla and Yolanda.
Hi.
Thanks for watching.
Appreciate you and you. but it was, my son was the first one to know. He's like, he's like, I'm the youngest one here. I'm like, you are. Which I will have to say, I mean, other than the movie is PG-13. And there was only scenes where... like they insinuated like something was and it didn't.
Yeah.
So it was very,
it was pretty friendly. Squeaky clean for even for a PG-13 film.
Yeah. So,
I think with this subtraction of one scene, it may have even gotten away with a PG rating.
Yeah. And I'd already had given
a little bit of a heavy overtone to it. I mean,
right. There was a catheter.
There's a catheter scene,
nothing shown or whatever. And I, listen, it brought up a conversation with my son of how catheters work. There you go. So
that's a conversation every 13-year-old.
I know, right? Have
he's at like, some point in his life,
he's like, "I appreciate you, Dad. We had the catheter talk."
Yeah,
I don't know.
Well, but it's important to have the catheter talk with your kids, and here's why.
There's going to be a day,
and they need to be successful enough in their life that they're not the ones who have to do it.
Yeah. True.
Right?
True.
That's motivation for them.
Agreed.
That's so what I say.
It's like, hey, listen.
Hey, you don't want to have to do that thing?
And if you're rich enough?
Get to work.
If you're rich enough, you can hire somebody.
You can hire a life auxiliary to do it for you.
Right.
It's motivation for both sets of people.
Whichever angle you come from.
I need to be rich enough to pay somebody, or they need to be rich enough to not have to do it themselves.
Exactly.
One or the other.
Exactly. So, no, it's good for, you know, that whole thing. But there was a lot of, you know, good laugh out loud moments. And I think if it wasn't for... there's a lot of things where it was, you know, a quadriplegic man with food on his face or needing to be fed food or, you know, bathed or something like that, that it made it funny, which sounds horrible because he's quadriplegic, but because it's Kevin Hart and he's not really understanding how to gently take care of someone.
He's never been a caregiver.
Right. Or gently take care of somebody that it, you know, it's funny and weird, but I'm like, if absolutely. It would have been somebody else or if they would have gone a little bit more this way with it, it would have made it depressing and not really
funny.
Oh,
absolutely. Yeah, it wouldn't have been as funny, but I think they did a good job with it.
Yeah, there's a lot of, you know, and then he didn't, you know, Kevin Hart's character didn't really have, he had sympathy for him, but he was also like, why are you listening to this horrible music?
Yeah, he's not a fan of classical music.
Right.
You know, but... can we address yet again the social justice warriors?
Yes.
In relationship to this film.
Yes. Because I was, I think.
I'm still sick of them. If you're watching this and you were offended by this movie.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
Because we were just discussing a little while ago before that started that I had. Was watching some other reviews to kind of see what the overall consensus was.
Yeah.
Because I'm honestly surprised that it's not the same as ours, which Of,
is I thought it was a fun movie. It was a good time waster. It's not the movie of the year, but it's fun.
Right. It was a pleasant
surprise. It was the reason I go to the movies. It's to escape reality for a couple of hours.
Exactly.
Enjoy myself. Maybe laugh a little bit. This is exactly what I'm looking for in a, I'll call it a throwaway movie.
Yeah, that it's, listen, it wasn't the one that I'm like, it's not at the top of my list of movies that I'm excited for, but it was one that I was very pleasantly surprised. I laughed a whole lot more than I, like,
I was very surprised how much I was, not just laughing, because I'll laugh in movies, and just, right. but like, I nearly choked on my popcorn a couple of times.
Oh yeah, there were some really, really funny parts where I was
like, can't breathe laughing for a minute or two.
I was laughing out loud at numerous parts of it and just kind of going, listen, this movie could have quickly taken a turn. But the social justice where that it was people taking offense to, well, I mean, pretty much
everything.
Listen, if you look hard enough into anything, you can find offense. Well,
one of the things I saw was, like, why didn't they get a real quadriplegic to play the quadriplegic?
I don't
know. The answer to your question is,
I don't know if any
there's not a lot of quadriplegic actors, funnily enough.
Right.
You know, and it's, can we just take a break from being offended at every
well, and that's not even and that's thing. Not even taking into thing. Listen, actors need to be insured in case something happens to them. The insurance on a quadriplegic man on a movie set
through the roof. And again, that notwithstanding, again, I think the pool is super small.
Right.
We saw earlier what happened this year, or it was late last year. I can't remember when it came out. Clint Eastwood directed that movie about the Marines who were on the train on the 1115 to Paris or whatever.
And brought in the
real. And he used the real people. And hey, props to Clint Eastwood for doing that. But guess what? They sucked.
Yeah, they were
weren't good actors. You want to know why? Because they're not freaking actors.
Right. Bryan Cranston is America's gift to, like,
he's I had an extension to my
fart? Yeah.
No. I had an extension to my Bryan Cranston theory.
Okay.
And that is that Bryan Cranston has actually played the same character in everything he's
just
ever done.
At different stages.
Different stages of life.
Okay.
So Malcolm in the Middle.
Fantastic.
He just lost his mind.
Okay.
Disappeared. Started a new life in New Mexico.
Breaking Bad.
Yeah. Okay. Then he became who he became.
Yeah. Philip, whatever. Yeah.
Then, and obviously that didn't work out long term.
Right.
Big surprise. I don't think he died at the end of Breaking Bad.
I think he's in a wheelchair.
I think he took all of his money. I think he invested it, created a new identity.
Here he is.
Ended up meeting a nice lady and getting injured in a paragliding accident.
Right.
So
I'm not disagreeing, but I mean, the amount of different roles that he could, like, he's just a great gift to acting, so thank you very much.
Nicole Kidman was in this movie, and she was great, too.
Yeah.
Like, in the role that she played.
The last two movies we've seen has a little bit of
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman.
So, good year for you.
Thank you.
Well done.
Yeah. But, it's all these roles and everything like that, and it's, I was very, very impressed by Bryan Cranston's acting in this film of, it was very quickly in it that you kind of fall into that believability of
absolutely
that's what's going on, that he's this quadriplegic man and whatever. But we also saw things that I saw one thing that was sexist towards women. I'm not really sure where that came in.
I don't pick that up either.
I'm not really sure where they're talking about, but there was and we'll do the elephant in the room as far as Twitter comments by Kevin Hart 10 plus years ago. That
are you the same person you were 10 years ago?
I am not.
Me neither.
Yeah. Well, and I think it goes back to,
glad we had this talk.
Yeah. Well, seeing as far as like The Office, big fan of The Office TV show. They're talking about reboots and everything. And Steve Carell had said, listen, like that Michael Scott that used to make those comments, like he can't
exist in media anymore.
He can't do it. And it was one of those light bulb moments where you like, he can't get on TV and be making those comments anymore. Even though as his character was so stupid, he didn't understand.
When Michael Scott can't make a, that's what she said joke.
Right.
It's not a planet I want to live on.
I get you, but there's other things that Michael Scott talked about that nowadays would be kind of whatever.
Absolutely.
Hi, Angela. So, you know, it's one of those things of, you know, talking about things. What, this?
Yeah.
Am I doing? Just get talking. Just right in there?
Just get right in there.
Because I'm so worked
You're
up.
You're getting real passionate.
This.
You're backing off the mic.
I'm sorry. But yeah, just, you know, people taking offense to everything.
Literally everything.
Kind of going, that Kevin Hart made those comments that they weren't great.
No,
comments.
They
were 10 plus years ago. He's owned it, but also at the same time.
He owned it. He apologized. If he can move on, can we move on?
Right. So there's people against him being in this movie, and there were scenes with him having to put in a catheter, and, you know, it's a weird scene that people were taking.
Some people
to
should
it.
Stay away from the movies. In fact, they should just lock themselves in their house and never leave again.
Yeah, stop taking offense to everything.
Yeah, either just grow up and learn that not everything is out there to offend you,
right.
Or just never leave the house again.
Right.
One of the two.
Yeah,
like
one of the
come on,
two instances. Yeah,
it's really, it actually really disappointed me in reading some of the social media comments.
Right.
Regarding this movie, where if you've reached a point in your life where you can no longer just have fun when you go to the movies, I feel super bad for you.
Well,
we go to the movies every week.
We do.
Which is way more than I've ever gone to the movies
it's
my
an investment,
entire life.
Whether you know it or not, it
time,
is.
Time and money, it's both. It's an investment. But my wife actually, you know, she made a comment to me the other day. She goes, Do you think this is going to ruin going to the movies for you? And I was like, no, because I love that. I like going there for an escape.
Right.
I like enjoying the movies. Are things going to be contrary to my personal belief system?
Possibly.
My personal code of ethics and honor? Yeah. Guess what? It's fake.
Yeah. It is, and you said it before, is an opportunity to just shut your brain off for a couple hours.
And enjoy yourself.
Eat some popcorn. Just relax. Watch a movie. Be entertained. And this movie,
you know,
does that.
There's about, you know, during the daytime, during the week, there's about, including our movie time, and then, you know, the time where I go to church with my family, there's about 5-6 hours a week where, like, during the day, I take an opportunity to turn my phone off, turn my, you know, and just, and kind of block out everything outside.
Oh, of course.
I will never stop enjoying that.
Yeah, I think we've joked around when we first started this.
Our jobs keep us very busy.
Oh, yeah.
And I thoroughly enjoy the opportunity to just sit down and be entertained or be... You know, have something just more positive for a minute where it's not the constant rat race.
Right. Well, it was like you say, when we first started this little escapade of reviewing movies, we decided it would be a good idea to only watch bad movies.
I'm so glad we changed our mind on that.
And it was quickly where it was like,
might have ruined going to the movies.
If we would have kept down that path.
Yeah. We would. I think I would have quit.
Yeah, I would have been like
a couple of months.
This
ago.
Has been fun. Like I.
But
don't,
let's move on and do something
right
better with our.
That's
time.
Gonna be because I can no longer watch movies.
Yeah,
because they're all bad now, in my mind. They're all, you know. But we've quickly kind of gone. Listen, there's only so many bad movies out there as well.
Yeah, actually what spawned us to stop only reviewing bad movies is when there was 2 weeks in a row where we were trying to find bad movies and we couldn't. So we're like, well, let's review something we actually want to see.
Right.
And what do you know? We have more fun doing that.
Or there's been, you know, in this little thing, there's been movies that I thought were not going to be great.
But turned out to be really good.
And turned out to be really good. I'm going to say this is one of those ones where I was like, you know what? I thought there was going to be some laughs in it.
Politely indifferent to the idea of it at the onset. By the time it was over, I was glad we watched it.
Yeah, I was like, but you know what? I thought it was going to be okay, and I was going to leave it and be like, hey, you know what? It's a, you know, stream it, whatever. But I would go watch it again.
Yeah, I'd go see it. You know, I'd listen. It's
and I would laugh just as hard.
Maybe.
No, I would make a point.
So I think I'm in the go see it camp. I'm gonna side with the people on this one.
Yes.
The 88% of Rotten Tomatoes users who think that this is a movie that was worth seeing. Because that's definitely where I'm at with it.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna go see it. And I even asked my son afterwards. I was like, all right, so what's your vote? And he said, oh yeah, go see it.
Yeah. It so was fun, it was funny, it was a good time. You'll laugh, you'll cry. Again, yeah. So far in 2019, it's a feel-good movie of the year.
Yeah, definitely. You do feel good after the movie. You're like, yeah. You know what?
I needed that.
Exactly.
Thanks, Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston.
One of those things you're just kind of like, you know what? It's kind of like, oh, whatever, one of those days, go watch this movie.
Yeah.
Because it brings that much extra little bit of joy.
Yep.
Their friendship.
They remain friends for years.
Years to come. So
that's the spoiler alert, I guess.
Well, it's like they hate each other at the
yeah,
end of the movie.
By the end of the movie, they actually get in a fist fight.
Yeah.
Yeah. Take a while. Process it.
No, I get it. I'm trying to choose my words carefully here.
So, that's it for us for this week.
Next week is
Glass.
Glass. Yes. We've already decided.
Put a little extra bass in my voice. Thank you. For that one too.
I can only. Yeah.
It's the ASMR portion of the video.
So I'm excited for that
Glass.
One.
Glass.
So I've got to get caught up on some things.
Yeah. You need to watch a couple of movies before you can watch the movie for next week. But the continuation and probably the final chapter in the Unbreakable saga from M. Night Shyamalan. So yeah. I'm super excited about it.
YouTube page that
yes.
got kicked up.
Lastly, but not leastly.
Well said.
You'll be able to catch our content on YouTube going forward. So we're going to... Everything's still staying here on Facebook.
Yeah.
So
that's not changing.
That's not changing one little bit. But listen, the fact of the matter is that Facebook only lets about 10% of our subscribers actually see our content. Not cool, man. So we're moving. We're also going to be uploading everything to our YouTube channel, which was just launched today. There's a couple of videos up there, so we would really love it if you would go over there and subscribe, and then make sure you hit the bell for notifications. That ensures that if you want to see our stuff, you see it every single time.
Exactly.
So
and then you can stick here for our buddy review.
Our short buddy films that we do every week. You can tune in for those. So again, they'll all always be on Facebook, but we're also putting those up on YouTube so that more people can enjoy them.
Please. Yeah. Spread the word.
The bird.
Watch.
Watch.
Enjoy. The bird is the word.
The bird is the word. Anyway, that's it for us. Thank you again for watching.
Thank you.
And until next time, he's Tucker.
He's Beard.
We're out.